Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Jesus said, God makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. You know, I listened to this phrase and this verse on the Sermon on the Mount in the fifth chapter, and I realize, you know, we make judgments and we evaluate people every single day. In fact, I think we probably do this every moment of our lives. We don't only judge people, we judge and evaluate situations we find ourselves in, as well as the opportunities and the challenges we encounter. I mean, we try to figure out where our time and effort is best placed. We choose to invest ourselves in the good and promising employee. We focus our attention, frankly, on the attractive and captivating man or woman. We even offer a bit more of ourselves to the child of ours who behaves a bit better. We judge the good and the bad, and then we invest ourselves accordingly. But Jesus tells us that that's not actually the way of God. God allows the sun and rain to nourish the good and the evil, the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now, sunlight and rain, as you know, are ingredients for growth, and God makes sure that everyone gets their fair share, even when God is displeased with their growth trajectory. The question is why? Why waste resources on unproductive and undeserving people and situations? Why should good things happen to bad people? Well, I think that's because God believes that bad people, when given the right opportunity and care, can choose to be good people, or at least better people. And frankly, I think that's pretty darn good news for those of us less than perfect people. I think about this text, and I think it's probably wise to ask ourselves with some degree of regularity, upon whom do we need to allow a little of our attention and care to rain? Let's pray. Lord God, we don't like wasting our time and effort on people and situations that appear unproductive. We wonder why we should spend time with a troublesome employee. Why should we further commit ourselves to our spouse when that relationship seems to be going nowhere? We wonder why, Lord, should we work hard for a boss who does not give us the credit or the compensation we deserve? Lord God, help us to grasp the truth that you do more than hold out hope for those who fall short of your glory. You actually give everyone exactly what they need to grow and mature into good, faithful, compassionate people. We ask that you would help us to do the same. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.